And what's happening around the border? You got any reports?
Well, look, probably the busiest spot up through Wodonga into Albury. We did see sort of bigger delays. They seem to be easing a little, but that doesn't discount the fact that there's a big wait there, probably more than an hour and a half to get across,
Oof.
About an 8 kilometre sort of tail of traffic stretching from West Wodonga up through into Albury. The Lincoln Causeway also fairly heavily congested as well. Notice some queues, around about 4 kilometres worth of queues on the way into sort of Echuca crossing over to Moama there. And of course, some minor delays around some of the smaller crossings. But look, the information is all available on our website. So Vic Traffic, just Google that. That will show you where the road closures are. And of course, you know, we know the restrictions that are about to come into place. And with the border closed, anyone travelling obviously needs permits and those sorts of stuff. So there's information on our website as to how to get that.
What about around the rest of the state? Has traffic started to decrease as yet?
Absolutely. In fact, we've sort of seen a bit of a trend. Certainly over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed a big sort of drop-off in traffic. Obviously, school holidays, we always see that. But just having a look at the latest figures I have, which are for Monday, daily traffic volumes are down 8% Monday just gone from the Monday previous. And in fact, traffic volumes overall are 74% of the February baseline. So, you know, that's 26% less traffic than normal times. And I think when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, we were up around the 85, 86%. So there's been a big drop off.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris Miller.